talks give living a lift. Talks give living a lift. Every day, these talks, thoughts for today from the University of Healing, are filled with powerful realizations of how we can put our whole life in perfect order, how we can put our whole life in perfect harmony, how we can bring forth into our world all those things that illumine us in a most beautiful way. Everyone wants to have an instant illumination. Everyone would love to have an instant illumination to illuminate their minds, their hearts, their bodies, their being, to realize just what is really important, what is really exciting, what is really fun in this world, and what is something they'd like to know more about, to understand more about, and to enjoy more about. And what is it that we would like to have as that way? Well, the best way we have it are positive attitudes about ourselves, positive attitudes about our thought, positive attitudes about who and what we are. Once we begin to understand who and what we are, once we begin to have positive attitudes about who and what we are, then we can begin to make major changes in our lifestyle. When we can say of ourselves that my thought is what changes my whole world, my thought is what changes my attitude, my thought is what heals me, my thought is what uplifts me and brings me into the positive way of life that is beneficial to me and beneficial to all in my world. Now, the statement is, all is in divine order, seems like a very unnecessary statement. It seems like a very impotent statement, but it is one of the most powerful, potent statements that we could ever make in our entire life. It is one of the most beautiful ideas we could ever have in our life. Doctors are always coming up with new medicines, with new vitamins, with new understanding of how to operate the body and how to live the body and how to enjoy the body and how to have the body be utterly fantastic in every possible way. And as the doctors are training themselves and training their patients and training everyone on these things, what are they coming up with? They're coming up with the idea that life is beautiful because we are always recognizing all is in divine order. We can say to our children from here until the cow jumps over the moon, we can say, all is in divine order. We can say, this is a wonderful world we live in. This is a beautiful world we live in. But unless we demonstrate it to ourselves, to our children, to the world about us, unless we demonstrate that this is indeed a wonderful life, then who's going to believe it? Who's going to care? Who's going to really have any interest at all whether we think that all is in divine order or not? Why is it that when we put the cause, all is in divine order, in motion, that things don't seem to be in motion? Things don't seem to be in divine order. Things don't seem to be working out just the way we'd like them to be. Well, that's the time when you need to hold in there. That's the time you need to be more definite with yourself. You need to be more positive with yourself. You need to believe in yourself. And the more you believe in yourself, the more wonderful life becomes. But it does not happen overnight. It can, but it does not happen overnight. It does not happen in an instant. It can, but it doesn't. Because we have built into our consciousness for so many human years that life is not that much fun. We've built into our consciousness for so many human years that things we're doing is bad. Now, go and read the reports on the internet about what's wrong with the world and what's wrong with science and what's wrong with pharmacology companies and so forth. What's wrong with these guys? Well, what are they doing that's wrong? Well, what they're doing that's wrong is getting a bad rap from us, from you, from me. We're telling them that they're not doing what they should be doing. We're telling the world that we are subject to the outer, and all the time it's our inner, the thoughts going on inside of us. That's what we're subject to. We are not subject to the outer, but we're subject to the outer if we think that the outer is something that we should be subject to. If we say it's going to be a bad day, it'll be a bad day. It doesn't have to be a bad day, but it'll be a bad day. And why will it be a bad day? It'll be a bad day because we have created it that way. We have decided that it is going to be a bad day, and truly it's going to be a bad day. It's going to be a day that's going to shake us up and make us very unhappy. Now, is that what you want? Is that what you want? Do you want a day that's going to shake you up and make you unhappy? Then just give your attention to it. Now, if we can do that so simply with something that's an illusion, pure, simple illusion, how much more could we do if we could stand true to the belief that all is in divine order? If we can stand true to the belief that everything is in a perfect order of its original purity and integrity, if we can stand true to that, then we don't need any pills, we don't need any food, we don't need any water, we don't need any air, we don't need anything, because the atoms in our body are sufficient to take care of everything, and they do. They try to mold their way around what we want them to do and what we want them to be and how we want them to be. What is it that mankind is doing? Mankind is opening itself to its divinity. It's opening itself to its ideal self. It's opening itself to its original purity and integrity. It's opening itself that's already there. And only as we say all is in divine order again and again and again and again and again will we put that new powerful cause in motion for ourselves. But it's not something that's going to happen to us because we want it to happen. It happens to us because we put it consciously in motion. We consciously make the decision to live our highest and best now and always. Is this what you want? Is this what I want? Oh, we read these things the doctors report on. This pill will work so fine. That pill will work so fine. Well, that's only because that's what the thought was about it at the moment. Now, if you think that pill's not going to work fine, no matter how powerful that pill may be, it's going to be useless to you and to me. Whatever our thought is, that is the predominating activity of our life. Whatever our thought, whatever our conviction is, that is who we are. Now, let us be convinced about the truth of ourselves, that all is our original purity and integrity. All is in divine order. All is fantastic. All is glorious. All is beautiful. All is, without a doubt, the most wonderful thing that we could ever know, because all is that way now. It's a matter of turning our attention to that which appears not to be and making it so. We're already doing it with taking the illusionary things of life and giving it the power to think that they're real, that they're going to be everlasting, that they're going to go on and on and on. We know that the tectonic plates of our earth are continually changing. We know that the universe is continually changing. We know that today we are living as human beings on this planet, and in a not too distant future, the blink of a geological eye, billions of years, we'll be gone. It'll all be gone. And it'll perhaps be another universe of people, another place. Or maybe there are other planets. Maybe being people aren't what we really are. Maybe what we really are thoughts. Maybe what we really are concepts. Maybe what we really are is the ideal format in every possible way. Not needing a body, not needing anything, but just being an infinite cosmic cause. And how wonderful that is. I think that's the truth about us. I not only think that's the truth about us, I know that's the truth about me. And I know that's the truth about you. And I love you, I love you, I love you. Because I love me, I love me, I love me. Have a wonderful day, have a wonderful life, have a wonderful world. And know that you're created every minute of it now.